Well, I think the whole idea now that it's gone online can be a hindrance to someone to help others. You know, so I do believe that we still need the accessibility to go into the Garda station to make an online application there where you can get assistance. But once you have your application in and you have your ID presented, then that ID should be there on the system and it should be retained. That it makes it very, very easy for a subsequent voluntary organisation to get approval for you to be, you know, able to work in that organisation.
And now, is this the idea that you're putting forward for a centralised national vetting database?
Exactly. The idea of a centralised database would make it a lot quicker and easier for everybody to get verification. And it should be pretty immediate, you know, within 48 hours, if you've already been in the system and your details are all there. It would speed it up.
And the way it is working now, do you think it's that this reason specifically is discouraging people from getting involved for volunteering?
I think one of the biggest concerns for people volunteering is all the tracking they have to do to find their previous addresses. You know, I know for me as a student, anybody that's been a student and lived in multiple addresses, and then it's trying to remember what you've put on the previous form because, you know, you have to go trying to find out these previous addresses because you don't remember them now, you know, as the way, you know, you would. It's not like a home address. And you can have multiple addresses as a student going through college. So I think that once you do make the effort and put in all the details of your background details, that should stay in the system that you shouldn't have to go reviewing and looking for it again. And it should be sitting in a database to make it much easier and to free up Garda time, of course, as well.
Now, there'd be some people that would worry that streamlining a vetting process like this could weaken the system. I suppose, what would be your response on that?
I don't understand why people would think it would weaken the system because we have the Pulse system, which is a database for everybody on the system when you make raise a concern in relation into the Garda station. So that information's sitting there. So it doesn't go an awful lot further than to create a database of, you know, it has to be created somewhere. So there's a Garda database somewhere that this information is stored. My understanding at the minute is they must release it after so many weeks, but I would have felt that if the guards can't protect that information, who can?